today's Richard Green with your worldwide news update.
A federal judge on Tuesday quickly put on hold a part of an order by U.S. President Donald Trump to freeze much of the government's funding for domestic programs. The judge's order was issued just minutes before the freeze was scheduled to go into effect. Advocacy groups representing nonprofit organizations, small business owners, and public health professionals filed a lawsuit against the freeze. Monsignor Alfred Lopinto, the head of Catholic Charities of Brooklyn and Queens, told the Associated Press the administration's decision would hurt ordinary Americans.
Want to have a political conversation? Have as many political conversations as your heart desires. But don't do it at the expense of the people, of the individuals and the families.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt emphasized that Trump's order will not harm individual assistance programs, including retirement and health insurance for elderly Americans. The Trump administration has also ordered a three-month pause on almost all foreign development assistance. Aid groups and human rights watchdogs are sounding the alarm that this will put countless lives around the world at risk. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
The U.S. is the world's largest provider of humanitarian assistance and a global leader on HIV prevention and treatment through the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief Program, or PEPFAR. The order pauses new obligations and disbursements of development assistance funds for 90 days while they are reviewed. The White House did not reply to VOA's questions for more details on which foreign assistance programs would be impacted. Human rights watchdogs say they welcome robust accountability over U.S. taxpayer funds, but not pausing assistance during the review. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
This is